9-0233 or email info@libertybts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
Welcome to Swamp Fight on this Saturday afternoon. And like always, I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your weekend to join me here in the swamp. I appreciate that very much. So I hope all of you are finding a way to stay cool out there today. Golly, it is hot, man. It is a scorcher. Especially here in Colorado. I'm sure it's hot all over, but man, is it hot. Going to be well up into, well up over 100, huh? Let's do get a couple of news stories here. I don't always do that, but I got a couple of news stories here for you. A new study shows that neighborhoods with dogs, okay, neighborhoods with homeowners, people who own dogs, those neighborhoods are safer than neighborhoods without dogs, okay? So let me say that again. A new study shows that neighborhoods with dogs are safer than those without dogs. If this is the case, then I guess the set of the TV talk show, The View, must be the safest place on earth, huh? Anyway, another news story here. A 19-foot granite monument known as the Georgia Guidestone was destroyed in an explosion this week. Okay? Officials say it's the worst bombing since Joe Biden held a political rally in Atlanta. Wow. So a couple of interesting bits of news for you there. So I'm sure most of you know about Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his criminal exploits and Hunter Biden's so-called laptop from hell, okay? I've talked about this before, more than once. I believe that this is an incredibly important story. And I believe that it's going to become a whole lot more important after November. Well, basically after January, when Republicans are back in power in both houses of Congress, okay? So, this story, why is it going to become so much more important? Well, as you know, right before the 2020 U.S. presidential election, this story broke, where Hunter Biden left his laptop at a computer repair store in Delaware and forgot. Only Hunter Biden could do that. And he left it there. He abandoned it. And after a certain amount of time, the store owner finally, you know, opened it up, checked it out, trying to get some information, whose is this, or what, you know, what to do with it. And he started seeing alarming things on this computer to the point that he called the FBI, okay? So there's a lot of bad stuff on this laptop. Everything from emails that he has sent to important people, including his father, who is now president, people in other countries, people in China, people in Russia, people in Ukraine, all these people that he was and still is doing business with at our expense. Our expense. Bunch of just countless photos and audio clips, and even this week, now it's come out that they found, you know, there's so much stuff on this thing. They found some voicemail messages, and at least one of them is from Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe Biden, leaving a message for his son, Hunter. Okay? You know, matter of fact, I had everything all in order here today, but I think I'm gonna change this up a little bit. I want to go ahead and play a clip right here. Rick, can we get audio clip 3? Let's play that. And you folks will see what I'm talking about here. Listen to this.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. You get a chance to give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, is good. I need you clear.
Okay. Can we play that one more time, Rick? Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. You get a chance to give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It's good. I need you clear.
I think you're clear, he says. And obviously, of course, he's talking about his son Hunter's business dealings. Of course, Joe Biden has gone on record on national, international TV in front of everybody time and time and time again and has said, I know nothing about my son Hunter's business deals. I know nothing about any of my family members' business deals. I know, kind of like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Herald. I know nothing! So, coming to a break here, we'll pick back up on all this on the other side. It's going to get good. I got some stuff for you here that I'm sure you probably haven't seen or heard. Stay with me. This is JD on Swamp Fight.
Man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
I like guns. I like guns.
The P.E. Gun Show, July 16th and 17th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade. This show's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Guns. I like guns.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800 951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So before the break, we're talking about, well, we played an audio clip of Joe Biden, you know, Sleepy Joe, leaving a voicemail for his son, Hunter. And on what this was about, it was regarding a news story that was going to hit the next day. And I take it that this was back in like October of 2020, okay? And there was this big story getting ready to explode by the New York Post. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Miranda Devine. I know she was in on it, on investigating this and finding all this and getting it. But matter of fact, I have another audio clip here. Can we play clip 4, Rick? Appreciate it. This is Miranda Devine talking about this. Okay, so check it out. See what you think.
Good morning, Rachel. Look, I think it's more of our indications that Hunter Biden was deeply embedded in the very highest echelons of the US government during the time that his father was vice president, and also big tech. Some of the personal cell phone numbers that he had in his contact list included top US officials who were responsible for overseeing the China-US relationship, also top Google executives. And I think, you know, again, it shows that whatever else we say about Joe Biden, there has to be well-founded concerns that he may be compromised when it comes to China through his son and his brother's family business to do with China. And a lot of that is being investigated by the U.S. attorney in Delaware. That probe drags on. Let's hope that it doesn't get slow-walked past the midterms. But I think after the midterms, when the Republicans, if they do take back the House and the Senate, they will be definitely investigating. That's what they're saying. They're already marshalling resources and investigating behind the scenes. They will be looking into all these links between Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden, and the Chinese communist regime in particular.
Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, James Biden, that's Joe Biden's criminal brother he goes way back. This, folks, this stuff's been going on for a long time, okay? Even when we were in Iraq, during the Iraq War, when I believe while Joe Biden was vice president, yeah. I mean, Joe Biden pulled a lot of this crap when he was in the Senate, which he was in. He was a senator, of course, for over 30 years. And think about that. This guy, where's he a senator from? Delaware, one of the smallest population states in the United States of America. I mean, everything about this guy is the easy way, the easy way. Now, he talks about being being a blue-collar guy, you know, from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and all these other stupid stories that he has. And, of course, they moved to Delaware when he was a kid, and he's spent his whole life there. But my point is, it's not as hard to get elected in Delaware as it is in California or New York or Pennsylvania. That's my point. And Joe Biden, you know, has always taken the easy way. Last in his class in college, in law school, even though he goes around saying he was top of his class. The guy lies constantly, and everybody knows that. I mean, they've been making fun of his lies and his stories for 40 years. So there's a lot of reasons to be upset and concerned about what's on this laptop. This Biden family, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a veteran. I don't like disrespecting our president, our so-called commander-in-chief. I have a hard time with that, with this guy. And to me, just like with Obama, anybody who attacks our military and tries to weaken our military with this these woke, social, stupid ideas, I don't respect that person as a commander-in-chief. I'm sorry. And like all veterans, we take an oath to defend this country and defend the Constitution. And that never expires, okay? So, and I'm up on that. I'm definitely in for that. But this guy is a loser, he's a liar, and he's a crook. So back to this laptop. There's so much information on this thing about, and I can't believe this guy, the son, Hunter Biden, kept all this stuff. And the photos, you know, the photos, I don't know if you've seen any of those, but, you know, tons of photos of him naked, in bed with other women, smoking crack, doing drugs. I mean, just anything and everything. You can't even imagine. But the thing that is most upsetting is that the left and the leftist media, they censored all this before the 2020 election. Had this have come out, had the ABCs, NBCs, CBSs, you know, of the world, I won't say CNN because they're totally irrelevant at this point. I mean, their ratings are so low that they don't even count anymore. I mean, Newsmax has better ratings than CNN. So if they would have told the truth, if they would have broke this New York Times story, several different polls that I've looked at, Monmouth, PolitiFacts, all these different things, have said that they've polled Democrat voters, okay? These are people that voted for Joe Biden. That was the criteria. Did you vote for Joe Biden? Yes, you did, so you can be in our little poll. These polls that they've done, they've asked these people, had you known about this and you knew it was factual, that it was not Russian disinformation like the left, the leftist media, and all the clowns in the Democrat Party have claimed, you know, Russian disinformation. They use that. They pull that like a cowboy pulls a gun. I mean, they're constantly pulling that right along with calling us racist and everything else. But point is, this poll, when asked, these Democrat voters, when asked, if you knew about this before the 2020 presidential election, would you have still voted for Joe Biden? And more than 50%, more than half, on every one of these polls said no. They would not have. What's that mean? That means Joe Biden wouldn't be sitting in the, well, he's sitting in Delaware right now, probably, like he does every weekend. But he wouldn't have gotten elected. I don't believe he got elected anyway. Watch the movie 2000 Mules if you don't believe me on that one. And you'll see that that's true. But there, he would have lost so many votes off of that that even cheating and ballot harvesting and using the mules and all that, you know, even then, there's no way they could have come up with enough ballots to put him over the top. And quickly, just, you know, the basics of what happened with that election. What happened was, is that in these battleground areas like Pennsylvania and the polling precincts like in Philadelphia, you go to you go to Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, some of these other places, even New Mexico, a lot of these places, where it was close, Nevada, in each one of those places, they did the same exact thing because they knew that these places were going to be the closest. Even though Donald Trump still beat Joe Biden in Pennsylvania by 35,000-40,000 votes, they knew that, you know, that it was going to be close and that they could come up with enough ballots to overtake that and put Biden in the lead. So what they did was they closed down those precincts at midnight or whatever and said, we're going to have to take this back up tomorrow morning. So we go to bed that night with Donald Trump comfortably leading, and I went to bed thinking he was reelected, only to find out the next morning that that wasn't the case. So they stayed overnight at these polling places, and they used all these harvested ballots. If they needed 35,000 in one, then that's how many, you know, plus a few hundred or a couple of thousand to make it look good. Where did they get those ballots? Well, they got them by using mules. That's what the movie, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2000 Mules, is about. A mule is simply a ballot harvester. They go around and they harvest ballots from people. Most of these ballots are fake. They're not real people, or they're people that have moved out of state, or people that are dead, or just plain fake ballots. And they go to these different places, these meeting places. They pick up a box of ballots, and then they drive around Philadelphia or Atlanta or wherever they're at. And they go to anywhere from 5 to 25, 26 different ballot boxes. They know this because they pinged every single person's phone that was out at these ballot boxes. And then they started looking, well, was this person that was at this ballot box, were they at any of the other ballot boxes? And their criteria, I believe, was they had to go to at least 5 different ballot boxes. And they had to go to the political headquarters meeting place. So they had to go to all those places. Their phones had to be pinged at all those places before they would even look at that particular person. And by doing that, they came up with over 2,000 people that had been to the meeting place and to, like I said, up to 25, 26 different ballot boxes. Now, why would you do that? Why would you drive around Philadelphia and go to 25 different ballot boxes? There's only one reason: to cheat. So they go around and they stick 5 or 6 ballots in each one of these boxes. Those people are called mules. Ballot harvesting, ballot stuffing, criminal mules. That's what they are. So this all happened. All right. So we know that election was not on the up and up. We know that. We know that for a fact. There's absolutely, I mean, there's documented technological proof that that election was rigged. There's no question about it. So then you get to back to this other deal, this poll, where Democrats who voted for Joe Biden, more than half of them would not have voted for him. So my point is, there would have been millions less votes for Joe Biden. So there's no way, even by using these mules, that the Democrats could have come up with enough votes to get over the number that Donald Trump had. And remember, folks, Donald Trump had more votes than any Republican incumbent president in U.S. history. Okay, we'll get back on this and some more after the break. This is Swamp Fight. I'm JD. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American World Hegemony, New World Order, Agendas of Secret Societies, The Coming World Religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
All right, JD back here with you. Welcome back to the Swamp. And thanks again for taking the time out of your weekend to listen to me. So today, the two main things I'm talking about are the 2,000 mules and how that happened for the 2020 election and how the Democrats cheated and rigged that election. And the other thing is some things that they have recently discovered on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Okay. So, and I will tie those things together. You'll see how that works. But I've been upset about this, the things that's on that laptop ever since I first found out about it, you know, going on almost 2 years ago. But they keep finding more information and things on this laptop. And it's not like they can just sit down and open it up and go through the whole thing. They have to go through this whole process through the FOIA process, the Freedom of Information Act. And that's how these reporters like Miranda Devine are getting this information. You know, they talk to people who have looked at the hard drive and what's on it, and they found out what those people have seen on it, and then they file a FOIA request on that particular item, that particular bit of information, and that's how they get it. So the thing that's really, really upsetting me is the state of this country. Inflation, gas prices, energy prices as a whole, just anything and everything. And I'd need a whole nother hour just to go through some of the things that that's, some of the damage that that has created and caused for people, especially in a big way in the construction industry. It's very, very bad. So the thing that's so upsetting is that this guy Biden, Joe Biden, he keeps talking about how great things are, you know. Just again this week, how great our economy is and how great what he's done, you know. Rick, let's play clip five, and let's have a listen. Check this out, people.
Look, I know times are tough. Prices are too high. Families are facing the cost of living crunch. But today's economic news confirms the fact that my economic plan is moving this country in a better direction. Look, I know times are tough. Prices are too high. Families are facing the cost of living crunch. But today's economic news confirms the fact that my economic plan is moving this country in a better direction.
In a better direction. Okay. Once again, more evidence that Joe Biden is senile. Okay? He has no clue. And he's talking about the new report or whatever. Yeah, you know, Uncle Joe, jobs that you get back that were lost during the COVID whatever, the China flu pandemic, those jobs that were lost during that time, when you get those back, that's not new jobs, Joe. Okay, that's not newly created jobs, like he keeps saying. My gosh. I mean, does he really think that we're that stupid? We're still down like 5 million jobs or something like that from where we were pre-COVID, all right? So until we get over the top of that number when Donald Trump was president pre-COVID, until we get above that jobs number, we haven't created any new jobs, Joe. So, and let me tie this in. And by the way, what do you think about that, Rick? Rick Rodriguez, he runs the production booth for my show, and I want to thank him for that. And Rick, of course, most of you know him. He has his own shows Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, I believe it is, The Present Truth, which I listen to almost every day. Great show, very informative. And he also has a show on Sundays. But Rick, do you think Joe Biden's right when he says that things are getting better?
Evidence points to no.
Right.
The evidence is the evidence. You can't fake it.
But isn't it crazy how the Democrats will just flat, these politicians, they'll just lie to you and expect you to believe it. You know, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe your lying ears. Just believe what I'm telling you, you know? I don't understand that, Rick.
Well, look at how everything, I know a year ago, to get to the station every day, it would cost me, $5 round trip. Now it's costing me $5 one way.
Yeah, it's double, right?
Double.
So everything has at least doubled. And that's another thing, this 8.7, 8.6% inflation rate they keep touting. You notice how it never goes up? It takes forever to hit 9. And oh my gosh, it'll take forever to hit double digits. You know, they can't let it be 10%, but it's actually probably closer to 30 or more. So anyway, folks, the reason I'm so upset about this Biden crime family, this Biden cartel, and him talking about how great things are, goes back to some of the things we've learned, again, on Hunter Biden's laptop. And the fact that Joe Biden has been, he's so compromised with the Chinese, with the Russians, even the Ukrainians, and other places. He's so compromised around the world that we can't even do the right thing. Now, why am I so upset about this energy stuff and what we're finding out now? Do you know that recently Joe Biden sold 5 million barrels of oil from our United States Strategic Oil Reserve, folks? Think about that. Strategic oil reserve that's supposed to be used in an emergency. That's what it's for. He sold 5 million barrels of that oil to China and Russia. Just here recently, he sold 950,000 more barrels of oil to China. So let's get back on that after the break. Let's talk about coal from Wyoming and some other things.
Due to the responses to our Austrofarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Always, always has been, always will be the money, 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 root of all evil. That's what makes these people do these crazy, illegal things. So, welcome back to the swamp. JD here with you. We're talking about Joe Biden and his cartel crime family, and specifically now how this is affecting us right now today. You've got Joe Biden going in front of everybody saying how great the economy is and how, you know, thank goodness for his policies and the things that he's done, or boy, we'd be in really bad shape. Yeah, right. Okay, Joe. Whatever, Joe. And going around lying to everybody saying that our rate of inflation in the United States isn't as bad as any of the major countries, which is a bald-faced lie. We have higher inflation here than any of the G7 major economic countries. All of them. Germany, Canada, Saudi Arabia, all of them. We have a higher inflation rate. But, yeah, and let's look at, this is the guy. Can we play clip two, Rick? This is the guy who's our president that's telling. Let me give you a little reminder here. So listen to this.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Can we play that one more time? America is a nation that can be described in a single word. Huh. All right. What is that word, Joe?
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
All right. How about number two? Can we play clip number two? I mean, hold on a second. Number one, sorry about that.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. And that has changed. Excuse me. All that's changed is this court. End of quote. Fastest way to restore Roe, 10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. When tens of millions of women vote this year, they won't be alone. Millions and millions of men will be taking up the fight alongside them to restore the right to choose. Consider the challenge accepted, court. Right now, in all 50 states in the District of Columbia.
District of what? Yeah, okay, so to terminate the presidency, he says. Wow. So, point is that this is the guy telling us how great everything is, right? A guy who can't even read from a teleprompter correctly. He literally reads the speech help lines, repeat, quote, unquote, repeat, read again. He actually reads that stuff. So this is the guy telling us how great everything is? No, this is the guy who is so compromised in Russia and China and other places that he's selling them our energy. You see these trains up in Wyoming that are miles and miles and miles long. Miles long. Just, and every car is just stuffed full of coal. Over the top. That coal, believe it or not, is going to Russia and China. Why? Why are we selling oil from our strategic oil reserves to China? Why are we selling our clean Wyoming coal to Russia? You tell me. I know. And by the way, it's being sold, the oil that's being sold to China is being sold to a Hunter Biden linked gas giant in China, Unipec, which is a division of Sinopec, which is wholly owned by the Chinese government, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that little fun fact in there for you. It's owned by the CCP. All right? Just like the bank that has paid Hunter Biden millions and millions and actually put $1 billion in his investment fund back here. Here's a guy flies to China with his pops, as he calls it, on Air Force Two, while Joe Biden is vice president. And what do? They go over there and they cut a deal with the communist Chinese. They come back. Next thing you know, Hunter Biden and the big guy has got $1 billion in their bank account. Their investment banking account, by the way. So, all these people, these companies, Ukraine, Burisma Energy, put Hunter Biden on their board of directors. He doesn't have any experience in the oil and gas industry or anything to do with energy, but yet he's getting paid millions of dollars for being on the board. Russian oligarchs and even the mayor and his wife, the mayor of Moscow, taking Hunter Biden's family and his, I don't know, wife, girlfriend, who knows, on million-dollar shopping sprees in Europe, buying him cars. Folks, you don't do that stuff. Who is this guy, Hunter Biden? He got kicked out of the Navy for using cocaine. Everything he's ever touched, just like his dad, has turned to stone. Why are they giving this guy all this money, and why are we selling China and Russia our energy? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, so while energy prices are soaring here at home, absolutely soaring, Joe Biden has compromised U.S. energy security by appeasing our adversaries, his friends, abroad, actually selling and shipping oil to them from our strategic oil reserves. That's a fact. Check it out. Selling our coal from Wyoming to these people. Russia. I don't get it, you know. I just don't get it. How do these people get away with this crap? But, yeah, you want to know why we're letting China get away with murder? While we're letting China do whatever they want, basically letting the Russians do whatever they want. Well, Joe Biden can't do anything about it. Those people have so much on him and his son and other members of that Biden family. They have so much dirt on these people that Joe Biden can't even do his job. And we talked about this. We talked and talked and talked about this before that 2020 election, that it would be exactly this way, that this guy would be compromised. They would blackmail him, extort him, just like his son Hunter extorts him and has been doing for years and years and years. Sends him photos, compromising photos. Hey, Pops, how would you like this to get out into the media? I need $100,000 for something. God only knows for what. But I got to pay these people off to keep these photos from getting out into the public eye. This stuff's been going on forever. And why they've let this no-account politician, this lifelong career, nobody, ain't ever done nothing politician, Joe Biden, get away with it? And even worse, his son, like I said, kicked out of the Navy for using cocaine, fired from every job he's ever had, has been taking money from other countries, our adversaries, for years and years and years. And why do we let these people get away with this? They're not anybody important as far as I know, as far as I can tell anyway. So let me read that news clip at the beginning of the hour. I read a little news story. I like this. Let me read it again. A new study shows that neighborhoods with dogs are safer than neighborhoods that don't have dogs, okay? So if you live in a neighborhood that has dogs, it's safer than neighborhoods that don't have dogs. And my comment on this is, if this is true, then the set of the TV talk show, The View, must be the safest place on earth, huh? All right, we're out of time. Join me next Saturday, noon to one here for Swamp Fight. This is JD. God bless each and every one of you, and have a great weekend and a great week next week. God bless you.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnson.